talk is cheap.
You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Oh boy, you never shut up.
You're always spreading rumors,
whether bad or good.
You're the damn Walter
Cronkite of the neighborhood.
The Barbara Walter
and the Howard Cole sound.
You always come around
with the story to tell.
You talk too much.
Then you never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Oh boy, you never shut up.
A big blabber mouth. That's what you are.
If you want to talk, garbage you talk.
Why don't you find a short pier?
Then take a long walk.
You talk too much.
Then you never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
You talk too much.
You should be out of breath.
You talk too much.
Man, you nagging me to death.
You talk too much.
I'm tired of hearing you speak.
You talk too much.
8 days a week.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Our normal time slot in effect. We were on an hour earlier. Not so end of a summer party is in effect. We welcome the calls if we could take them. But don't worry, we're interacting with you on Facebook on Lounge Radio Show. So don't you worry. We're getting to all your messages and Facebook messages. Right, Evan?
Right, Danny.
By the way, I have to say happy birthday. My girl, Meg, she is in Weymouth. I want to say happy, happy birthday, girl. So very belated birthday to you. Enjoy, 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 enjoy.
You talk.
Enjoy. Here we go.
What's that? The phone.
So the phone line is actually apparently working now. So this is actually good. So you know what we're going to try to do?
We're going to test it live. Pick it up and we'll find out who it is.
We're going to test it live. Hey, you're live on the lounge. Hello.
Hey, Danny. This is Nick. Just making sure the phones are working.
Yes. All right. So it's working now, but when somebody calls in and hits one, it's a steady busy. So we're live on the radio. So.
Okay. I reset it, so it should be all good.
You rock, dude. You rock. Thanks so much, dude.
Happy show.
All right. Bye.
So, Danny, how cool is that? You know what? We send the engineer a message, and instantly he fixes it and comes back. So we're going to try and get our friend Mark Rose.
That was our former engineer of WMFO.
I know. How cool is that? Anyways,
Thank you so much. Wow, see? This is great what technology does.
Technology is awesome. You know what? That was a great block, too. Insane in the Brain, Cypress Hill, Little Twofer from Run DMC with Rock Fox, and You Talk Too Much. Danny, I can't wait for this next block, though. Little LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out, coming up your way. Sir Mix-a-Lot Posse on Broadway. What are you showing me over
gonna
there?
Going to try to get Mark Rosenthal on the phone.
We are going to try and get him on the phone for the next block. And a little Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
I think I told him to call in, so let's just get his hit off. Because I really want to know what's going on with the Hurricanes. It's very important. Right. We mentioned about that. You know, how you can donate, go on AmericanRedCross.com. That's the best way to actually go on to make a donation. All the information is on there, how to make a safe, clean donation. Because there's a lot of scams going on right now with everyone, you know, trying to help out. So that's most important when you're trying to make a donation, to do it the proper way.
The proper way, Danny. Good thing you're making that announcement. It's the Lounge Saturdays. We're stalling until our buddy Mark calls in, right? Is that what the deal is here?
We are. So one of the other things that I wanted to bring to your attention is there's no more oysters.
Wait. I got to ask you, how many oysters have you eaten this summer?
None. Well,
Stop. So for those of you who are listening, all right, this is what we're going to fill this time with. Danny started eating oysters at the beginning of the summer, and I just simply asked him how horny he was becoming, or did he need to become horny? I mean, you know. Was there something going on with Matt that we need to know about?
No. Right. So it was for my hair.
Well, yeah, so he tells me out of the blue, no, it's not for down there. It's for up top for my hair. So, like, how are you going to get more hair with oysters? I'm just going to eat, like, 2 dozen oysters a day. So how many have you eaten all summer?
Probably close to 50 or 60.
That's it?
Maybe a little bit more. Under 100. How about that?
Under 100. The entire summer. Why is that? Why only under 100?
I don't know. It just kind of, what are you whispering? I'm not going to say that on the radio. What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Would you find a new remedy or something?
Well, see, the thing is that I decided to not go with the oysters and actually go with something different as an oil. Now I'm switching from oysters and going to an ointment that I'm putting on my hair.
What kind of ointment is it?
It's called castor oil or...
Castor oil.
There we go.
Let me get this straight. You're having hair anxieties, and you went from oysters to try and grow your hair to castor oil?
It's cold pressed. Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's cold pressed. It's cold pressed oil.
All right, so
oil.
You have cold pressed castor oil. What exactly does that mean?
It's supposed to help skin and nails, and I think it's working.
It is. Is that why you're wearing a hat?
Because I'm going to do the after picture when that happens. So we're going to check in with Mark Rosenthal right after this block.
We talk about your castor oil off the air.
You guys are so... You're so rough on me. Just give me a break.
Danny, get a little Eddie Grant in Electric Avenue. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Boston!
Out in the playground, in the dark side of Electric Avenue.
And then the ticket higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Rock it in the daytime.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami,
Miami. Electric Avenue.
We're partying, we're grooving, we're jamming, we're rocking. You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays, your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kid Sensation at home, away from home, in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to rippin'. I freaking each sunroof to keep you suckers trippin'. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMG kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes the girlies get dumb. We're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J.R. Ewing of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. We all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-A-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Posse up.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kinda bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and the knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Posse up.
Cruising Broadway and my wheels spin slow. Rolling with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up, but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and Mix-A-Lot streeting. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Dix is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burger stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, she picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, Cole sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked a punk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a death posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You're broke cold crying about the rock man blues. You beat up on your girl and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-A-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway. posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, buddy, you know what it is. The posse's on Broadway. Five fellas and 22 freaks.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up, yo? What's up, KLB?
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion. Overpowering. Over the competition. I'm towering. Wreck his shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You
91.5 WMFO Medford. It's your not-so-end-of-the-summer party here on the lounge. And it is Danny and Evan holding it down here until 11 o'clock. Appreciate the phone lines are back up. And you know what that means. Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Not to hear your voice in the radio again.
Hey, it's been a long time, you know?
I know, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks since we heard last from you, Mark. How you been doing?
I'm good. But, you know, we have a serious hurricane, of course, that everybody's been talking about. It's been a crazy feature. And the storm last couple of days went from about 185-mile-an-hour storm now down to 120, which makes it a Category 3. But my fear is it's going to start to ramp up again and intensify before it makes landfall. The track, of course, has been shifted off to the west. So instead of coming up and paralleling the east coast of Florida, looks like it's going to hit southwestern Florida. It's going to be certainly a big deal there. But I think the hurricane force winds go all the way to Miami and beyond. So we've got major problems down there.
Oh, it's crazy. Have you seen anything like this before? When's the last time you can recall?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, of course we have. And, of course, you know, we had Hurricane Camille back in 1969 before all the crazies came out with global warming. And that had a 200-mile-an-hour wind that hit Louisiana and Mississippi coast. This is going to ramp up again to a Category 4, maybe a Category 5 storm by the time it hits the west coast of Florida. That's going to be tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. It's going to hit the Keys tomorrow morning. You wake up, you'll turn on TV, and you'll see it just going nuts in Key West. They're going to get nailed. And I even think winds over 120 miles an hour will be seen through Miami. The storm is going to be moving off to the north, and we'll be moving through the entire state of Florida into the panhandle, and then moving into Mississippi eventually. But so it's all going to really happen down there with very dangerous flooding, super high tides, and devastating wind and a lot of rain, probably about 15 inches of rain. It's not going to come here. There could be a few showers from it maybe Thursday. But you know what's lurking behind this is Hurricane Jose. Of course, nobody's talking about Hurricane Jose right now, but it's going to be a player because it's going to be left in the Atlantic Ocean over the next several days. And there are some signs that that may come up along the East Coast by very late next week and on towards next weekend. So that's going to be the next concern. Of course, again, we're talking about a storm that's over a week away, but could be a threat to New England. We really need to keep an eye on it. So, of course, the BML will keep you posted. We'll be doing that for you as well.
And Mark, you know the governor of Florida has ordered, 6.5 million people to evacuate, which is about 80% of the size of Massachusetts. What a crazy number that is. From everything you've heard and seen, is everybody heeding the warnings, and are they getting out safe right now?
Well, I think a lot of people are. There are some people that don't really believe this is going to happen, and they can ride it out. Maybe they can, but you're playing a game of Russian roulette. Because when you have all this wind and you have this rain, and certainly if you live along the south coast of Florida, there's going to be a tremendous tidal surge, about 10 to 15 feet of water above normal. You still have the full moon that's waning, but that's going to play a factor in this as well. It's a really dangerous situation, and the water temperature south of Florida is still running 85 to 90. Don't forget, hurricanes, unlike winter storms, which form from the upper levels down, hurricanes are warm core storms that form from the ground up, and they feed off the warm tropical water. So when you have water temperatures of 90 degrees plus, that feeds the storm. So it's going to intensify. I wouldn't be surprised again. It's not 11 o'clock tonight, but the next advisory, certainly by 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, if winds are close to 140 miles an hour, again in the storm before it makes landfall.
Oh, that's nuts. And they're saying, speaking of the water levels rising, if the water level rises 6 inches, your car has the ability to stall at that point. If it goes to 2 feet, your car is going to start to float away. So people that think they're going to be safe to the last minute in their cars, that's one of the biggest misconceptions out there. Just at 2 feet,
well,
you want.
But you know, see, this storm, exactly. But this storm is going to be different than Harvey, you know, because if the water rises that quickly, it's because of a tidal flooding situation. Well, Harvey was from a hurricane that stalled in Texas for 4 to 5 days. When you had 50 to 55 inches of rain from a stalling hurricane, that's a different situation. That was horrific in its own right, but this is going to be from super high tide. So that's the problem that I'm concerned about.
Oh, man, and we want everybody down in Florida, all our friends down there, to be safe. I know you do too, Mark, and Danny does as well.
Absolutely.
So, hey, are you out and about tonight? Are you doing a little karaoke?
I am. Well, yeah, I'm about to step at the karaoke very soon. A lot of people, you want to come down to Ray's New Garden Restaurant and meet them. We're here until about midnight. We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on down, sing a song, say hi.
Absolutely, Mark. We appreciate it as always. You check in. Thank you for this most important weather update. And Danny, where can they find Mark?
Obviously, weatherblast.com. And you'll post your next update when, Mark?
I'll probably be posting again about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So when you wake up, it'll be fairly current at what's going on. Of course, follow me throughout the day as this hurricane makes landfall. It's going to be very interesting to see exactly what happens with it.
All right, Mark Rosenthal, kick off your best tune there, and you have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Weatherblast.com, meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. That's how we can get the latest update on the forecast. And we are going to be back, 855-915-9636. You want to give us a call? The lines are back and open. A lounge radio show. Hit us up right on social media. This is a not-so-end-of-summer party here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Get a little nucleus.
Jam on it.
Jam on it. It's WMFO. It's the lounge.
Jam on it.
Around the world without missing a beat. I socialize with X-ray eyes.
I was walking down the street, rocking my beat, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite. She was so sweet, yes, I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my waterbed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk, and before you knew it, we were at my house, and it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise, ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The boontang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I rocked her to the left, rocked her to the right. She felt so good, hugged me so tight. I said, good night. 3 days later, woke up fussing, yelling and cussing, drip, drip, dripping and puss, puss, pussing. I went into the bathroom and said, Mamma mia, I'ma kill that girl next time I see ya. The madder I got, the more I reminisce. Why is my thing burning like this? Well, I remember the first day I saw that girl. I just couldn't wait to rock a whirl. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? What have I done stuck my husband? Now I know why her ex-boyfriend Dave calls her Mrs. Microwave. Cause she was hotter than an oven, and I had to learn the hard way. Stay in a microwave too long, you get burned. But the poontang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I went to the doctor's office. I said, what have I got? He said, turn around, boy, and take this shot. I looked at him like he was crazy, and I said, what? Ain't nobody sticking nothing in my butt. He turned and said, in a real deep voice, have it your way if that's your choice, and I'll put it down if you want me to put it. But don't blame me if it turns into a foot extended from the middle of your body. And the next time you see a cute hottie, you won't be able to screw. The only thing you can do is just kick her, so go take karate. As I turned around to receive my injection, I said, next time I'll use some protection. If I see another girl and I get an erection, I'm walking in the other direction. Cause I don't wanna do the sick, sick dance, so I'm keeping my snake inside my pants. And if I see another girl and I know I can rock her, before I push up, I'll make her go see the doctor.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, it's still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was, I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
Thousands of families affected by Hurricane Irma urgently need support. Your donation can help the American Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to these families. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to donate to Hurricane Irma. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
It is the Lounge Saturdays, not so end of summer party. It is Danny Martinetti and Evan Myers here until 11 o'clock. And that was a rather interesting block. You're doing a wild thing, and then you're going to see the doctor.
Castor oil, Danny, I think you need to go see the doctor. I hope you're only using it for your hair.
No comment on that. I mean, no.
What's Matt's phone number right now? Matt, what is Danny doing with a castor oil? That's
slippery when wet.
Oh, man. Before we get ourselves in trouble, Danny, coming up just after 10 o'clock, the one and only exclusive lounge, exclusive remix from the one and only DJ Cliff West. So psyched to be doing that. And also, Danny, you know we have a very special announcement to go along with that, right?
We do.
All right. Well, we'll make that announcement. But you know what? Cliff's got a ton of friends checking in tonight and listening, and just wanted to give them all a quick shout-out. So I'm going to take a really deep breath for this one. You ready, Danny? Big shout-outs go to DJs Tad Bonvy, Joey Carvello, Vinny Brand, Bob Quinton, George Borden. Georgie Borden, what up, buddy? Mike Janity. I think Mike's down at the Boston Public Library doing a really cool wedding tonight. DJ Gary Titus, Mike Henderson, Steve Spinelli, the one and only Stevie Spinelli, Ben, Legends of Vinyl Hall of Fame artist Tony Carbone, Curtis Rubina, oh my God, Becky, Missy, Kim, Laura, Nikki, Gizzy. Gizzy, what a great guy Gizzy is. Nick, Aaron, Raymond, Queen B, Carlene, Carastacia, Scott, Steve, Linda, Matthew, Polly, Lisa, Julie, Aaron, Larry, and he knows they're all listening. That's a big shout out to all Cliff's friends for listening, and thank you guys for listening as well. And just after 10 o'clock will be the Lounge exclusive remix with the one and only DJ Cliff West.
And you like what you're hearing at Lounge Radio Show, interact with us, like us on Facebook, show the love. You get to see the castor oil that Danny uses on his hair.
855-915-HAIR.
Shut up.
Hair.
We're going to go on a bus. We're going to go on a double Dutch bus. It's a Saturday night's not-so-end-of-summer party here. 915 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Got your funky bus fare.
Show you the way. Boom. There it is. Let me hear you say. Boom.
zip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done.
Underground sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing. That's a breathtaker, I produce, aka The Undertaker. You wanna come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel, can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all dig it? From the school of old, hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two, when one mic check. Mass skill flow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party people, wish your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. 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 Whoop, there it is.
Yeah, tag team music coming straight. That's me, DC, the Brand Supreme, and my man Steve Rowland. Bring it back, y'all, bring it back, y'all, bring it back. Here we go.
You're in the lounge, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Uncle Ricky, would you read us a bedtime story, please?
All right, you kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kidney starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw? Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Rick is really weird.
Knock him out, Rick.
I know, right? What does he mean, straight and narrow?
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Good night.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, right. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford. Danny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Are you having a good time tonight?
You know, there's a band across the street. We were outside getting some fresh air, and we heard all this banging and drumming going on right up at the dorms.
Wicked cool what jazz going party on? Going yeah. up there on the Tufts campus here.
We may have to open up these windows and have them come in here and party with us. We got about an hour left here. And you guys are partying with us, listening online. And I'm sure you, for the 15,000th time, got the iPhone app. Go to the App Store, look for WMFO, and listen on your iPhone.
Unbelievable. I want to thank Darlene and Mike Reardon from Auburn, Maine, checking in. They're out in the Berkshires, though, on a nice family vacation. And the one and only Montana Lou in Plainville, Mass, checked in. Danny, how cool is that? All Cliff's friends are checking in as well. And just in a few minutes, a little after 10 o'clock, we're going to do an exclusive lounge-only mix from the one and only DJ Cliff West, along with a pretty special announcement. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Super special announcement.
How cool was that last block? Little Frankie Smith, Double Dutch Bus, Slick Rick, Children's Story. This is how we do it. A little Montel Jordan in the window.
That's it. This is how we do it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And tag team Whoop, there it is. You were asking me, is that Whoop? There it is. No, that's 95 South.
I know. I always get that confused, those two.
Those are the guys with Daisy Dukes.
Come on, baby. All right, this isn't a karaoke show. Come on, Danny.
I know you want to go hang out with Mark Rosenthal later and do some karaoke.
See, that's what I'm itching for, I think.
By the way,
I have to say happy birthday. Not happy birthday, but hello, Donna Dussault. She's in my neck of the woods up in Ogunquit with her husband celebrating their anniversary. So enjoy it. Enjoy Maine. Maine is such a beautiful place
and
to live.
Thomas Howley from Santa Fe, Texas. Glad you were safe through that last little storm. Thanks for checking in, Tom, as well. And again, Dane, just after 10 o'clock, the one and only DJ Cliff West is going to be in the mix with us. How cool is that?
I'm kind of getting, can I give a little sneak peek on some, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That song's going to be in there?
That one is.
I'm only going to say one of them, hey DJ, that's all I'm saying.
Hey DJ. Hey DJ, you said you had an itch. Are you using the castor oil for that as well? You're not going to live this castor oil crap
no.
down. I want to know exactly.
I'm going to have long hair like Mark Rosenthal. You know how Mark right. Rosenthal's
so,
hair is.
So we're going to have a before and after in a couple months. We're going to have you actually take the hat off, and then we're going to see what the results
it's
are.
It's going to be in a bun all the way under my
You're
going
to have a little bushy hair under there. I say we go to the Foxy Lady and get you another massage. That'll take care of the hair issue.
It kind of goes good into the next song. And kind of when you go to the Foxy Lady, what people are doing. Two Life Crew kind of says it all. Oh, Misa Honey. What? See? Oh, this is You're Not So.
We love you long time.
End of summer party on the lounge, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Misa Honey.
Yay.
Yo, this Marquis, baby, are you down with it? I arrived at a house, knocked on the door, not having no idea of what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning, not having appetite for love, cause me so horny. What's wrong, baby doll, with being a nut? Cause my nature is rising and you shouldn't be mad. I won't tell your mama if you don't tell your dad. I know you'll be disgusted when he sees your clothes all messed up. Would your mama be so mad if she knew you just an ad? I'm a freaking heat, a dog without warning. My appetite is love, cause me so haunted.
I'll be so horny, I'll be so horny.
perverted. But you say I'm a dog when I leave you lost and deserted. I'll play with your heart and won't show no shame. I'll be blowing your mind, cause you're lame to the game. I'm just like that man they call Georgie Pudding Pie. I break the girls' hearts and I make them cry. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning, not having appetite for love, cause me so horny.